entered the club like cool water swirling over rocks. Skin the color of coffee carried by galleon from Ghana to Jamaica. Raised by the cane of sugar plantations. The red earth and tin roofs of Cornwall. Eyes like quarter notes from the keyboard in the corner of the band that swung to an arcade tune. While pool cues and darts flash like aspirations in the chill of a hard winter's night. She crossed the floor to a spot by the fire and laid her purse on a chair. As she disrobed the languorous coat like the runnings of the Black River. The ripple of halftones from the keyboard in the corner. Strings from a clavichord clipped in her head like the wooden strips of an Amira. The sonatas of some 18th century composer. The jackheads of a harpsichord that snapped like the high notes on a Viennese piano. Bach at the thatched house. Mozart at the Bavarian court. Thelonious Monk jamming at the village vanguard on the mop stick hammers of a baby grand. Then ordered Louis Strain in a tall glass and sat down.
By the grace of the sea. By the grace of the sea. By the grace of the cold. By the grace of the sea.
streets. Past the sequence of songs of success on Fifth Avenue. By the towering billboards of grandeur on Broadway. To the unpracticed pantomime of art in the square. She transposes bleaker to the blue note on West Third. The grid of the city in the grip of her hand. Its symmetrical lanes like a harmonic ledger, transcribing the traffic of ships on the Hudson. Scheduling her syllabus of studies uptown. The melodic scales of the Lydian mode. Dynamic variation in the compositions of Ellington. And pauses to reflect on the intervals of passage. Branded like bulls in the coastal stockades. Shackled like soldiers in the commerce of slave ships. Bartered like bread in the markets of Port Town. Free as maroons in the providence of mountains. Cool, water, swirling, over.